you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
How great is it when you get to choose your favorite movie to watch? Well, ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply lets you pick your favorites from your best candidates. ZipRecruiter sends you qualified candidates, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply for your job. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisition for My Doula Health, raved about ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply. She says, "I love that feature because I have a much higher follow-through rate if I invite candidates." Try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
There it is, Raffaele. Hear the music. Game week. Here are New Orleans Saints. Enjoy the bye.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Pelicans. They play Wednesday. They play before the Saints.
We're going to get to the Pelicans. Kind of. When I mean game week. You got to wait till next Monday night. So the Saints will play 1 week from tonight, taking on the Seattle Seahawks, who made that game interesting last night, Raphael, against Pittsburgh. It looked like it was over early, and they kept making a play. T.J. Watt, my goodness gracious, literally took over the game. I thought yesterday in some of the bigger wins, defensive players made some big games.
Yes.
Is Diggs the best cornerback in football?
Yes.
It's not even close, yeah. Right? Six straight games of an interception.
Is there another Diggs brother in the pipeline?
No, I thought there's another one in I saw it last night. I think he plays for the Steelers or...
Oh, no, I'm talking, there's two in the league, but is there anyone in college?
Oh, I got you, right.
Elementary school?
No, it's ridiculous what he was doing. Look, you have Micah Parsons and that guy back there.
That's scary.
I'm going to ask you if you think they are legit Super Bowl contenders, but I want to ask you this.
Hurts me to say
Let's just start with this because you and I were laughing. ESPN is showing the highlights right now of Aaron Rodgers at Chicago. The attitude afterwards, the way he's just talking in the presser, saying, yeah, this has been a nice place and good in the rivalry and all that. He's saying his goodbyes, isn't he? I mean,
yes.
He totally is.
Yeah.
And I think it is refreshing that a guy at that caliber, that status, he says that stuff. Now, granted, isn't that taunting?
Yes, he should be flagged. After the interview yesterday, he should get flagged for next week's game.
I know. I'm talking on the field. I mean, when he's doing that and he's saying, I bleeping own you. I mean, we have seen officials throw taunting flags for much less this season. How did Aaron Rodgers not get thrown a flag for taunting, even though it was towards the crowd? So I'll ask you this, though, right? Game one, he came out afterwards and said, okay, we laid an egg. It was a stinker. Relax. They haven't lost since, Raphael. And quite honestly, he's had a couple of game-winning drives. The Bengals was another game, things of that nature. Is he the leader right now for MVP?
Yes and no. I mean, he's probably top three. I mean, Kyler Murray's got to be now.
He
boosted up yesterday
with
that big win. Uh-huh. Lamar Jackson, what he did the last two games.
Where's Dak Prescott?
He's up there as well. He's like 4-1 plus 450. So this is probably right now, week is six?
We're about to go to seven.
Seven. Uh-huh. This is probably the tightest MVP race that I have seen so far, like going into week seven. And then last year we had some clear runaways early and in middle league, but there's four or five that wouldn't. I'd be like, okay, I understand. I see. It's just great football, and I'm not even adding like there's defensive. Diggs should be up there for MVP. We never see a defensive guy. Watt, what he did yesterday. I mean, there's some defensive guys that get some love, but I mean, Murray, of course, Prescott, Jackson. I mean, Josh Allen. What if he has a monster game day?
Right.
He'd get boosted up. I didn't even mention Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I asked him. But to me, let's be honest. If I'm just looking at the schedule, say they don't lose another game or two, and it's them in Dallas, it'll be interesting, right? Oh, by the way, you know a name you didn't mention? Then I don't know how you can.
Jameis Winston?
Tom Brady.
I mean, exactly.
Legitimately, like, Tom Brady in the Bucs look ridiculous. How many multi-touchdown games has he had this year?
He's going to
get... Like, last year, he didn't throw the football. It wasn't like they won by winning. That's not the case this year. Like, he's throwing four touchdown games.
He's going to get the Michael Jordan, LeBron James effect. Like, dude, I'm sorry, when Jordan played, he should have been MVP every year. I'm sorry. Some of the games, seasons LeBron has had, he should have won every year. I just think if Tom Brady throws 10 touchdown passes in one game and doesn't get hurt and win another stupid ball, he won't get MVP.
Dude, the NFC, I think the AFC and NFC, are they similar in talent, or do you see one conference being a little stronger than the other?
I see NFC by far.
NFC?
Yeah, by far. I mean, AFC has 2-3 teams.
Okay.
Buffalo, Baltimore. I mean, you can add a couple other, but NFC is just jam-packed. We have Green Bay. We have Tampa Bay. I can't believe I had this. Dallas, my brother's just got a cold chill down his back.
Well, I do think what's interesting is this. When you look at the NFC, in the four conferences, there is legit, I think, a Super Bowl contender at the top of each division, right?
Yeah.
In the West, Arizona is undefeated right now. It's 6-0. They look good. The Rams are right below them at 5-1, right? Well, pick one of those two.
Yeah.
In the NFC South, Tampa Bay. I mean, they legit are a Tampa Bay a Super Bowl contender. In the North, Green Bay. I mean, they're 5-1. They look good as far as Aaron Rodgers playing that way. What's to say they can't get to the NFC Championship game and you got to win one more, you can go to the Super Bowl. And as much as it pains me to say it, I mean, Dallas is legit.
And it's because of their defense. It's not because Dak and
Mind
the offense.
You, right. They put up 500 yards, the most ever on Bill Belichick. Yeah. Ever in his career. 500-plus yards.
I agree. It pains me. My twin brother, big diehard Dallas fan, had his Tony Dorsett jersey on. He sent me a picture yesterday. And I have to say, they're a legit contender because not their offense. It's because their defense.
I'm going to say, when you look to the AFC, in the AFC West, the Chargers and Raiders getting that win yesterday, they're both 4-2. Teddy Two Gloves and the Broncos. Yeah. Why? I don't know. What are you hearing? Why do I see a lot of national media members posting things such as "it's a disaster in Denver"? What is going on with fans over there? It's very weird that everyone keeps calling it a disaster. Not "hey, they're struggling" or "they need to run the ball better" or they're referring to, and they're not being specific. Like I heard Dan Orlovsky this morning. Boy, it's just a mess over there.
I think because they haven't fixed their quarterback situation since Peyton left. I mean, they've had no one there. I mean, it was Tim Tebow, the only one who's won a playoff game since then. I just think it has to do with their offense struggles. I mean, their defense has been really good year after year after year. Their offense has just been horrendously bad.
I don't know how to feel about Kansas City.
But they were supposed to win multiple Super Bowls.
I understand.
And Patrick Mahomes is supposed to be the GOAT.
What is wrong with his brother, by the way? Like, he needs to tell his brother to stay home. Yeah. Like, stop coming to games, him and his mom. It's honestly becoming like a TMZ weekly and daily thing. He's dancing on the Sean Taylor number on the field so he can do his TikTok video. Earlier in the year, he pours,
piggybacking on,
you know,
the
drinks on what is it, a Ravens fan? Like, what do you, and then apparently his mom's petitioning the NFL to change rules for his, that's kind of one of those things. Like, guys, let me get you the Sunday ticket. I'll buy you a 75-inch TV at the house. Y'all need to watch it at the house. I mean, honestly, it's becoming very ball-like. You know, I mean,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's
what it is. They're just piggybacking on the famous.
And he's thrown, 15 interceptions already? Let me ask you this. Obviously, he's an MVP and a Super Bowl winner. Can you imagine if Jameis Winston throws 15 interceptions by now?
He's not here.
He's thrown three. Yeah. And I'm telling you, there's people in this city aren't convinced the guy can play quarterback. 60. I mean, no one's talking about him in the NFL. He has 12 TDs and 3 interceptions. 60. No one's talking about him.
65-1.
Now, granted,
MVP.
I say that. And look, I'm being fair here. There are some really good quarterback play. We just went through 7 to 10 names that could be legit MVP contenders right now at the quarterback position. So it's no disrespect. It's just what it is. I'm telling you, Cincinnati's going to be a playoff team. I said it at the beginning of the season. They're 4-2. They're a game behind Baltimore. Guess who plays this weekend? Cincy and Baltimore.
Yep. It's a big game. It's at Baltimore. If you're Cincinnati, you're looking at Cleveland like, wow, they're all banged
Cleveland's
up.
Cleveland's done, yeah.
Their mouth should be watering.
Tell you what, this game's at Baltimore. The Ravens, by the way, have won 5 straight. And over in the AFC East, I think the Patriots are better than their 2-4 record, or at least they're going to be competitive. I think it's going to be one of those things where they're going to look back at this year, maybe not make the playoffs. But I think the growth that you've seen from Mac Jones by the week, man, like guys, for real. Like, yeah.
They played a tough schedule this first 6 games. Not like they played cream puffs.
And we talked about Flores already. He's 1-5. The Jets 1-4. Bills 4-1. They play tonight against the Titans. Could there be trouble over there in Tennessee if they don't make the playoffs? Because I kind of feel like their head coach and all that, it was kind of a nice little run there and a little niche and, you know, the draft night, you know, last year during COVID when the kids all dressed up.
Dude, it's just a bad division. I mean, unless they completely just fall apart.
They're at home and they're 6-point underdogs to Buffalo.
Because they're playing the Kool-Aid flavor of the AFC right now. Buffalo. Okay. I mean,
you're going with Buffalo.
I like 10. I was hoping to get 6.5 plus 7. I was hoping Joe Public would bet this all the way up because all the bettors have tons of cash for the butt whooping the books took yesterday. I was hoping to get plus 6.5 or 7.
Is that why you didn't bring any bourbon or anything?
That's why today? I'm here. I'm getting a paycheck.
That's
right
what
now.
It is. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Rod Walker of The Advocate at Rod Walker NOLA tweeted this earlier, about an hour ago. The Saints have 4 big games, I think, coming in. He calls it a big game stretch. And it's interesting because I will say this. I thought these games looked perhaps a little tougher at the beginning of the season, and I'm not saying they're not now. But you're at Seattle without Russell Wilson. Look, Geno Smith, I mean, they could have won that game yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
but it was against Pittsburgh. So
I understand. Then you have Tampa Bay on Halloween, Sunday the 31st. I mean, it
doesn't get any bigger.
That'll be interesting. Then you host the Dirty Birds, Atlanta. And then you're at Tennessee. Man, my gut right now is saying I think the Saints can go 3-1 and at 4, and I'm giving the loss to Tampa. But I'm not saying they can't be. I'm just saying I think the Saints are as good, tell me yes or no, as good, if not even, as Seattle right now.
Oh, they're better than Seattle because Geno's there.
Okay, as good or better than Atlanta?
Yeah, I wasn't sold out.
As good or better than Tennessee?
Ask me that question tomorrow morning.
Okay, but as good?
Yeah.
I would say right now. I mean, again, you're going to get on Yamada to help stop the run. Davenport should be back. That's on Quan Alexander. I mean, this is all coming. I don't know if everyone's going to be ready for Seattle. At some point in those 4 games, I would love to see, say, Michael Thomas against Tampa or somebody.
Is he?
Exactly. But, look, Davenport, Quan, you should have those guys.
You have to play 3 games. Some of these guys can get hurt or someone else can get hurt.
I know. But my point is, between Tampa and Atlanta, you should get a slew of players here that are going to make you a lot better. And, oh, by the way, center Eric McCoy, who I think is going to be a massive addition because I think he's a really good center, and he makes all the calls. But anyway, Rod tweeted this. Seattle, Tampa, Atlanta, Tennessee coming up. The Saints, how have the Saints done in the first 4 games after a bye over the past 5 years? This is kind of stuff that you look at as an odds maker, isn't it? 2020, 4-0. They won 7 straight after the bye. 2019, 3-1. 2018, 4-0. Won 6 straight after the bye. 2017, 4-0. Won 6 straight after the bye. 2016, 3-1. You do odds for a living. Would you say the odds are the Saints probably go at the bare minimum 2-2 in the next 4 game stretch? But again, when you keep winning 3 or more after the bye, they're doing something right here.
I would say 2-2, but if you're looking at it that way, you had a totally different offense being run. You had Drew Brees there. All those 4 buyers. So I could see where he's going with that, but it's a totally different team than those 4 years on there. Now, okay, if they go 3-1 and all that, are you putting them as a top 5 team in the NFC in a jam-packed
NFC? I'm not ready to say that. Yeah, I'm not ready to say that just yet because, look, here's the one thing that you're looking at the bigger ones. The one thing the Saints are missing right now, the top of my head, when I look at Green Bay and I look at the Cardinals and Dallas, is a dynamic playmaker on offense. I know what you're going to say. Well, who's Alvin Kamara, Gus? I get it. But what you've seen this year is until other guys come back, teams are just not like Alvin Kamara hasn't had a 6-touchdown, 4-touchdown game or these big plays. Davante Adams is uncoverable. He's always going to get open for the Packers. I don't know how he does, but he does, right? CeeDee Lamb is a better receiver than anybody the Saints have. I mean, it just is, right? I mean,
the health of Michael Thomas when he comes back is going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. That's what I'm getting at. Kyler Murray is a bigger playmaker. I mean, he's Alvin Kamara with the football on every snap. I mean, period. So I just, the Saints don't have that. Just that maybe the capability, the possibility, the chance. But until that happens, and again, like you said, if Michael Thomas comes back and he starts catching 7 to 10 a game, opening up other things, so now you have to pay attention to him and, you know, Devontae Harris or others, and then there's your wheel route. Because right now, Kamara's just, it's harder for him to try to be an impact player like on some of these other teams you're seeing that can have big, more explosive plays, right?
It's going to be very interesting because they still have to play Buffalo and Dallas still, back-to-back.
Yeah, that is good. Well, look, you want a barometer? And remember, at the beginning of the season, what I told you, Rafael, I pointed to that schedule, and I said that Thursday night game against Buffalo, you'll get an idea of where the Saints are moving forward and what to build there, because Buffalo is solid. They're ahead, and now you're seeing what the Cowboys are this year, and that game is the Thursday after. So you'll see. In that 2-week stretch, you'll see what you need to build on, where they are, surprised or not, or, you know, whatever. It'll be interesting, though.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. Especially since both of those are at home.
Yeah.
You better have no excuses because.
You're at home.
Not even that. I'm saying show up.
Because you're at home.
I'm not even talking about the team. I'm talking about the fan base.
Oh,
yeah. I've had this conversation with the intern. Oh, I'm selling my ticket because I can tell you right now, Buffalo fan and Dallas fan will be wanting your tickets.
Yes. Bills Mafia will want your tickets.
You absolutely can sell your tickets for Dallas and Buffalo and pay for your Christmas. There's no doubt.
What about if the Jets was a home game here? Can you sell your tickets to the Jets?
Not at all. No. I don't even think you can give them away.
No, I didn't think so.
Thank you, Rafael, for stopping by.
Maybe I'll call my doctor and tell him I'm ready.
You don't feel like going?
Yeah, I just don't feel too good.
Stick around. I'm not kicking you out. You don't want to say you had to leave. Quickly, when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-998-1003. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Hey, no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. I won't let another moment slip away. I say, hey, 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 no matter how life is today. Wake up to Wendy's and get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. Made with fresh cracked eggs and served on a hot buttery croissant that's fluffy enough to sleep on. It's time to wakey-wakey. Hit the Wendy's drive-thru and get your bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. That's a better breakfast for just $1.99. Only at Wendy's. We got you. Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Third-party delivery prices may vary. Not valid in a combo.
From installing a smart garage door opener to installing a bathroom faucet to removing a tree, The Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit HomeDepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects, big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
Hi, I'm Carson Kressley. Of all the most valuable resources in the world, kindness is the most precious. For more than 140 years, American Humane has been working to make the world a kinder place for animals. Rescuing those caught in disasters, protecting animals on our farms, on the silver screen, and the world's remarkable and endangered species who need our care to help them survive. All of us can make a difference by making humane choices at the supermarket, in our choice of entertainment, and by supporting conservation and rescue efforts. It's not hard at all. Make being kind a lifestyle choice and visit AmericanHumane.org for simple ways you can help build a more caring, compassionate, and humane world for animals and for all of us.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot
spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Well, Ian Rappaport may have an update on Michael Thomas. I'll give you that here shortly. Lee on the on-deck circle. TD, thank you for holding on, sir. What you got for us today?
Who you said?
T? I got TD on my mind. Oh, D. Gotcha. What's up, D?
No big deal. Listen, I was going to start off with the Saints, but you basically knocked it on the head.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Here's a team that's they're in the bye week, and I was just getting ready to say that, Peyton coming out of the bye week the past 4 or 5 years has been pretty dynamic. And you're looking at that result for the past several years, and in the next, say, 2 weeks, you're going to have, you know, two of your top rushing defensive linemen coming back. Your tackling machine linebacker is going to be back. And your defense has been playing great without him in the first place. And then you're going to look at the offense. I mean, you're going to have Michael Thomas coming back, Tre'Quan Smith coming back, mm-hmm. Dante Harris coming back. You're going to have your all-pro left tackle coming back. You're going to have your starting center coming back. You're playing good, not great, but good, without serious talent, not on the field. And that's coming back within the next couple of weeks. So, I mean, I'm not worried about four-game stretch against four top teams. I'm worried about just being healthy and ready to play because I'm looking at a team that's playing pretty doggone good, not healthy. So if they're going to be healthy, especially with the talent that's coming back, these are not just second-string guys. I'm real confident in the Saints playing really well as long as Winston is playing the guy he's playing. You know, and I know right. we're crying that they're not giving him more. Peyton's got him on a leash or whatever. I don't care what he's doing. He's not throwing interception, okay? Mm-hmm. And as long as he's not doing that, the rest of the team is good enough to be a very good team. So I'm happy with that. But, guys, I really wasn't calling about the Saints. I really wanted to comment about LSU. You had Glenn Gilbo came on.
Sure.
And you know, Glenn's a good guy, but he was pretty well with me with the Tigers on them messing things up. Last I checked, Woodward has swung for the fences and brought in people that he wants to bring in. And what I mean by that is he's not bringing in somebody that's just up and coming. Mm-hmm. He's bringing a real name up in here. That's what this guy does. He's done it every way he's went. And when I was looking at the coaches that could be coming in, Jimbo Fisher does not have a buyout clause. Okay? Mm-hmm. And Woodward's favorite person is Jimbo Fisher. I mean, this is a no-brainer, you know, for Jimbo Fisher to be coming to LSU. Now, that being said, I'm the first person that's going to say, you don't pay no one $10 million to come coach here, okay? I truly believe that you can get Lane Kiffin for maybe $8 million, and he would jump in a heartbeat to come to LSU. I feel the same way with the coach in Oregon. For that kind of money, he would come here. So I think LSU is going to have a lot better options in coaching now than it did 2 or 3 years ago, right before Scott Woodward got here. But as far as I'm concerned, in most of the names that they are in the search, I like almost all of them, to be honest with you, because all of them have really good resumes. But I think this is a no-brainer. I think he's going to. It's quietly, he got Coach O to do exactly what he wanted, Coach mm-hmm. O to be quiet and coach the season and go away with the money they're giving him. And then they say, oh, Coach O's not worth that. He gave us a championship. Pay him his money and send him on his way. The next coach here, if you ask me, is going to be the guy that we should have gotten in the first place. And I don't want to say that now because we got a championship in 19, sure. Thanks to Coach O. But I think Jimbo Fisher's coming here. I just believe that he's the guy, and he does not have a buyout clause like we just bought out our coach. So I think it's a $10 million deal, you know, yearly deal, but he can slide right on over, which is something that other coaches can't do. So I'm looking at, you know, y'all did y'all's top five. I'm looking at Jimbo Fisher being number one, Lane Kiffin being number two. I like Cristobal from Oregon, and I also like Mel Tucker from Michigan State. Those are not big enough names, though. The big name, the guy that he's going to get, or the guy that I think he's going to get, is going to be Jimbo Fisher. Because Scott Woodward swings for the fences, guys, and that's what I like about it. He's not here trying to get somebody that's going to do the job. He's coming in here to get the name to do the job. And I think this is a foregone conclusion. I'll get off the phone, guys. I spoke enough. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. Lane Kiffin spoke, as Ed Ogeron did this morning here as well. He did address a question about him being potentially tied to LSU. I'll read his quick quote, and then we'll bring you in, Lee. I think the team knows how focused we are and how we take it one day at a time, so I've never addressed that. Maybe I should, but we don't worry about things we can't control that are on the outside. Obviously, in recruiting, you're always battling all of that. I feel like every coach probably battles that, but especially me ever since leaving Tennessee. It is what it is. We will work our way through it, as Kiffin kind of makes it seem like, hey, look, you know, my name's going to be tied to that. It's nothing I can sort of control. Lee, thank you for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003 is the way to get involved in the conversation. What you got, Lee?
Hey, Gus. Man, I wanted to get with Raphael before you left because I wanted to ask him a betting question.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to find out when you, you might know, when you go to bet a game, right, or you're betting on a team, and one team is, like, say, a 6-point underdog. Like, he would say he wanted to see the line go to 6.5 or 7, then he would have went, he'd have bet, you know, Tennessee as a home dog. My question is, let's say Tennessee don't win, but they cover. Do you still win your bet, or does the team have to win outright for you to win head up and win the points? Or can you just bet the points and not bet for the team to win? Or do you have to bet for the team to win to get the points too? I don't know how it all works. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to get ready so when seasons get here and open up the road, we good to go. You know, just trying to, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to see. You know, so I know the point spread is important. So I guess It does play a role. So do you make more money on the straight up, or do you make more money bet the points? That's what I was going to ask.
Well, I think it's kind of one and the same. If I take, like, the points, like if I say tonight, right, Tennessee's a 6-point underdog, so Buffalo is spotting Tennessee 6. So if I take Tennessee, that means Buffalo has to beat them by more than 7. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Okay, so if they don't win by more than 7, then I win. It doesn't matter if Tennessee win. I win long as they cover the points.
Absolutely. Buffalo could win by 3, by 4, by 5, by 6. The spread is 6.5. So Buffalo can win, Tennessee can lose, but you still win as long as they don't cover the point spread.
Yeah, that's why the guys always say when pro teams become double-digit underdogs, you almost always take the underdog we're talking about pro sports.
If it's the number that the spread is, it's a push and you lose. So if Buffalo wins by 6.5, my understanding
then you
is
you lose.
Yeah.
Tie goes to the house. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. That's all I want. I mean, hey, I don't have any other X and O's questions or.
Well,
or
tell me who you want. Tell me who you want for LSU, and we'll go to a quick break and bring in Joe.
Oh, for the next coach?
Next coach.
Oh, man. Shelly and I have been at this, you know. Shelly feels like, and I kind of agree with her a little bit, she feels like Coach O didn't have a fair shake. I mean, his team got gutted. His coaching staff got gutted. To the victor go to spoils, but you also got to reload. And he's not done a good job of reloading, but she don't think it's fair to not have give him a chance to fix it. And I get where she's going with that. I do. Trust me, I do. But I look at a lot of other issues that we don't know about. We know they got stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I mean, we got guys who's not academically eligible to play. And to me, when you're flunking like that, then that's everybody. It takes a village, man. That's everybody. It's not just Coach O. That's everybody failing on that level. When you got a running back that can't get on the field because he's not making the grade, you know, that's not good, man. So I'm just thinking that right now it's a culture that's around Coach O, and I think that's what it is. And I think a change of culture coming in, my long-winded answer to your question, I'm liking Lane Kiffin. I think Lane Kiffin would and or Jimbo Fisher, would absolutely jump at the chance to come and coach this team. I think either one of them guys, like, hey, I'm on solid eight. You got my number. Speed dial number 7. Right. You know, I think they got their name in the hat, the name in the ring, man. I mean, I would. LSU is a job, bro. It's the job in college football. Yeah, I mean, but you got Nick Saban. You're dealing with Nick Saban, but hey, nobody's scared of Nick Saban. Lane Kiffin ain't scared of him. He's not. He's not scared of him. You know, so I'm just looking at it from that standpoint. If he's not scared. Coach only scared of him either. He was just, hey, he was so happy to win that game, man, to beat him when we beat everybody that year. You know, I'll never forget that season. But moving on, I think he's gonna. I believe in the AD over there, and I think he's gonna really go after somebody, a big name. He's gonna make a big splash because I think it requires it. If you're gonna get rid of Coach O, you got to make a splash.
All right, thank you, Lee.
Yeah,
appreciate the phone call. You're not alone with a sentimental attachment to it, and saying that certain things were not there for him, staff, COVID, the works. Quick break. We come back. Joe from Manorville is going to join us as well, give his thoughts and takes. 800-998-1003. We'll hear from Larry Holder at 2:30 on Saints and LSU. Marlon Favorite had a very touching post on Coach O for Coach O earlier today. We'll talk with a former Tiger National Champion at 2:15. Rest of the show is open for you. I want to hear your opinions, good or bad, or what do you think? Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It's the Ram Power Days going on right now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
State Farm offers surprisingly great rates on auto insurance, but what does that mean? Surprising. This often means something comes out of nowhere, like finding that $20 bill in your dryer. Great? Well, obviously great means superior. Rates? Simply what one pays in exchange for something. And in this case, that something is State Farm being there when you need them most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios in Cutoff.
The Rouse's Markets in Golden Meadow is back open. The Rouse's family wants to thank everyone that worked so tirelessly to get the store back open to serve our community. Thank you to Rouse's Markets team members who worked at the store every day. Thank you to Rouse's Markets facilities and construction crews. Thank you to Rouse's Markets vendor partners. And thank you, our loyal customers. Rouse's Market in Golden Meadow, now open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Jack, you're in the on-deck circle. Looking forward to hearing from you. UT Joe. What's going on, sir? How are you? You going to give us Sarkisian?
Are you kidding me? Why would I do that?
Because he's not winning? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. What you got for us today, man? How are you?
I actually, believe it or not, like Sarkisian.
Okay.
He just needs a little help. I mean, I swear to God, the guy's only been in 6 games. And it's like, oh, my goodness, he can't handle it. Oh, he's going to hit the bottle soon. Come on, stop it. Just give the guy a year like everybody else, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Right. He gets 1 year.
The offense, you got to admit, the offense is there. Okay, the defense has just let them down tremendously. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they only got one player, and that's Deshaun. Okay? So, we're getting there. Don't worry about it. My question here is, who is LSU going to get?
Who you got?
First of all, let me help you out with this. And you can tell Moscona, the clown over there, LSU is not a top 5 job, okay? It may be top 10, but it's not top 5. I don't see any head coaches dropping everything and running to LSU. This program is smoldering with NCAA violations and Title IX issues. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't go into that dumpster fire if you gave me $8 million. Mel Tucker. I swear to God, LSU, it's high time for LSU to hire a black coach. Mel Tucker is my choice. I like Mel Tucker. He doesn't believe in the kicking game. He's very much like Charlie Strong. He'll get you a good defense, maybe, but that's where it ends. He will bury that program. Mel Tucker is my guy. Well, maybe Lane Kiffin, because all he does is dealing with offense, and that's it. Ole Miss doesn't have a defense. You've seen it. And he's a dumpster fire, too. You saw what the fans were doing to him in that game. It was comical. You want that at LSU? You kidding me? Give me a break. And one more thing. Jimmy Smith out there, I swear to God, you're the biggest homer of them all. Lincoln Riley is not coming to LSU. I need your text.
Okay. Lincoln Riley. I'll say this. What are the things that you could look at, whether or not it's a top five program or not, and where you look at it? Again, I do think you start with all the things you can get at LSU. You do get at LSU, and why people like LSU, and it starts with recruiting in Louisiana. You do have support. You do have money, academic facility. You have a lot of different things that work for you. But I do think, E.T. Joe, to your point, and that's why I brought it up with Glenn, and I brought it up with Brody in our conversations earlier this show. I do think it takes a hit when you look at the stuff that could be coming down the pipeline, or if it does happen. And those legal allegations, those legal lawsuits, all of those things matter. What if the NCAA does come down on you? There's still a lot of things being investigated over there. That's like a scholarship. That's like, then all of a sudden, is it better than some of the situations you're leaving? And yes, for certain coaches, it is a step up from, say, like whether it be Billy Napier from UL and things like that. But I'm talking about the guys that everyone seems to be thirsting for right now. Franklin, USC and other places are looking at you. Do they have those things in the pipeline coming? You're looking at Luke Fickell. You're going to a Big 12. It's not the SEC, and you build a powerhouse, and you are a god over there. So before you leave, is it a better situation? And look, those are valid things. Those are valid things. The football aspect of it, the recruiting, the facilities, the money, LSU does make it a top five thing from that aspect of it. But to your point, UT Joe, the things outside of football, it does it knock it down a notch or two, right? Jack, thanks for giving us a call. By the way, Lee Scott just tweeted at me, if you place a bet on a team and the game falls on the number, it's a push and you get your money back, not a loss. I thought it was a loss. That's why, I see, I don't have any money, so I don't gamble. But Lee, I want to clear it up. Jack, what you got, man?
Well, Gus, first of all, I'm surprised that that Joe's still alive after the last two collapses by Texas.
He's seen the good spirits. He's seen the good spirits. He did give him a year. He did give him a year. Now let's see what happens next year.
Man, those were tough. They had double-digit leads in the fourth quarter and blew both of them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if I was an LSU fan, and I'm not, but if I was, for a straight football coach, I think you'd like to have Fickell. Or you'd like to have Stoops, because, I mean, if he can do that at Kentucky, imagine what he could do at LSU. For the entertainment value, I'd like to have, Lane. I'd like to have Lane.
Right.
I think that would be entertaining. I'm not sure he can build a program that would contend with Alabama, but he would be entertaining. So, and look, I wanted to answer you. I'm not going to go through all of it because the gambling part of it, I think when and if, well, it's a matter of time before they get it up and running, you know, where you can bet. Maybe have Raphael on and explain everything. But okay. if you like a team that's an underdog and you don't want the points, you can get what's called the money line. like say if a team was a 3-point underdog and you don't want the 3 points, you just want them to win straight up,
okay,
they might give you 2-1 on your money.
Okay.
Like, you know, you might be able to bet 10 to win 20, you know. So, yeah, that was a whole bunch of things. And Gus, before I go, do you have any idea? I realize everything got delayed because of the storm. Do you know when that's going to be up and running?
I don't know. I can text Raphael and find out a little closer to that for you.
Because I think the only place in Louisiana right now is a place in, I think, in Alexandria, Paragon. I think they're the only ones taking bets.
Okay. I would have thought, I don't, you're right, because they were trying to get that over by Champion Square early on and all that stuff, and then it got pushed back a bit. But I want to say the last time Raphael and I talked, it would be towards the end of the year or the beginning of the calendar year, but I'll literally ask him right now.
Thank you, Gus. Have a good
evening. Appreciate it. Yep, for sure. Bye. Adam, got some takes on tonight's game, Bills and Titans. What you got, bud?
The Bills are the best team in the NFL, so they're going to win by like 22 points. I think that's pretty obvious. Tennessee's defense is garbage. I just wanted to call and throw my opinion on the LSU this situation.
Uh-huh.
Not an LSU fan at all. In fact, I dislike LSU. But I would say this. When it comes to coaching in college football, I think recruiting is more important than X's and O's. You know, if you have a coach, for instance, let's say a Kiffin, you know, you can have all these guys that can, you know, play call and be coordinators and whatnot. I think the coach is the face and he recruits. And I don't know why no one has been talking about this. You know, you even said the coach can't leave a good job to come to LSU because of all the risks. I'm just thinking, you know, LSU is the self-proclaimed cornerback university. Who is the greatest cornerback of all time? His name is Deion Sanders. And I just don't understand why his name is not being thrown into the mix, because this guy would instantly get your team back into recruiting. You're talking about probably every highly ranked cornerback in the country wanting to come play for him, and then all their friends will come play on offense. So I don't know why that name's not being thrown around. He's not an X and O's guy, but as soon as he comes here, I mean, instantly top 10 team. So just wanted to say that.
That's interesting, because I did see something earlier in the month. I want to say that for the USC job, his name had bounced out. I think I actually asked Raphael about that, and he said, no, that's legit, that his name's being thrown out there at USC. So Adam may not be far off or something. I've hit the top of the hour. Shane, I will come to you in about 3.5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Other banks charge fees on savings and checking accounts. Doesn't sound good, does it? Capital One reimagined banking, so it sounds more like this. With Capital One, you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. Get started now at a Capital One location or online. Sound good to you? This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Approval required. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wonder if you should get tested for colorectal cancer? Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., and screening helps prevent it. So if you're 50 or older, it's time. Even if it doesn't run in your family. Most often, colorectal cancer occurs in people with no family history. And it doesn't always cause symptoms, especially early on. So don't wait for symptoms to get tested. Screening helps prevent the disease by finding precancerous polyps so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Screening also helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment works best. You might be thinking, oh no, not that test. But here's the thing, you have options. There's more than one screening test. Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses. If you're over 50, get tested. Because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. It's the Sports Hangover, hour number three. You can tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA or give us a call at ESPN Radio NOLA. You can give us a call at 800-998-1003. Got plenty to talk about here. Larry Holder at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little NFL and LSU with him as well. Marlon Favre, I won a national championship over at LSU.